What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the MOP podcast. It's me and the boys back here again, another time. To my left, I got one of the funniest motherfuckers that ever walked the planet. Sad boy, motherfucking Micah. And to my right over here, I got the light skin himself, Mr. Gets Bitches. Sad boy, motherfucking Av.
What it do, what it do.
And I'm sad boy, fucking P. Welcome to the bucket. You about to get mopped up.
Hey, low-key. Hey, that was hard. Welcome to the bucket. I think you could say jump bucket or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I can surprise you guys sometimes.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I don't even know like how to like. Damn high as hell. It was very it was kind of like you rehearsed that motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie.
This nigga was nervous. He was like, I don't know what I'm gonna say, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, quaking this welcome boy. Back to the motherfucking mop, y'all. Two episodes came out. Got a lot of love.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. We really do.
I want to take this second to segue from the podcast to now an intervention, Aaron.
An intervention?
Aaron.
What is it?
We love you.
We love you, but like, stop asking for our vapes, bro. Just buy one. Just buy one.
Nah.
Dog.
Nah. Vaping, 20, is, dog. Vaping is hard, man. I want to stop.
You don't want to stop.
I do want to stop.
You don't want to
stop. I feel like everyone who smokes wants to stop. If actually
smokes a lot too, like weed and other shit. Yeah, like let me stress. But you when know, I say other shit, I mean hookah, not like crack. Like I ain't no crackhead.
Hey, he threw other shit in there. Like it was like the other shit.
Other like, that meth be hidden, cuz.
No, vaping, man. Thing is, like, see, cause it's like, if you want to stop, like, you want to stop smoking, like, everyone wants to stop smoking, like, outside of like weed, that's something that people want to keep smoking. But when it comes to like nicotine and shit like that, everybody really want to stop. That shit just hard.
From like, a person who's been smoking for probably like 8 years, maybe even 10 or 9, it's when I was smoking cigarettes for a very long time, and then I went to vape. It felt great. Like actually stopping it,
yeah.
But you still have this thing in your hand, fucking constantly, dude. And I hate it.
The other thing is too is like, it's crazy though. The reason I know I'm not off the deep end is like, even still, like I won't touch a cigarette. I don't care how much of a nicotine like.
I hit a fag.
I mean, I've definitely hit them every once in a blue moon, but I have to be typically is when I'm drunk, and I don't know that plays a part. But other
so
than
would
that,
would you say that when you're drunk, you like hitting facts? I'm just talking about cigarettes.
Are we having two interventions here today?
That's crazy.
I'm just talking about cigarettes.
That's
baby.
Crazy.
I don't mean nothing else from that.
The fact you hammer it down on the mix, yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking niggas ain't fucked. Fuck that shit.
Shout out to everybody who's listened to the first two episodes so far. A lot of people have walked up to us. That's cool and all that. But sometimes if I'm at work, just, you know, hold that off. Message me or some shit.
Nigga, nah.
Nah, yeah. Come up to me.
Oh, God, come
I'll
up to
sign
me.
Sign your autograph.
Oh,
right
God.
The fuck
come up to me.
Don't talk to me.
Boost my ego, nigga.
Yeah, actually, come gas me up. We appreciate
that. Oh, God.
That. Shout out to y'all for listening.
Oh, God. That's so fucked up.
That's a lot. That's a fucking lie, nigga. You gas, nigga. You are a BP. You're a living BP for gas, bro.
Nah, bro.
You be the most like confident, cocky dude I know. Dog, I ain't gonna lie.
But deep down, hell no.
You still that little Twinkie eating little hard ass.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So a lot of people has brought up the Diddy shit to us, but we've been
just
talking
getting
about
right, into it,
right into it. Right into it.
Right into Diddy. Did.
Yeah, take that. All right. It's funny because we were talking about this shit back in November when we recorded the first episode because, you know, this nigga's been nefarious for a minute. A lot of interviews, a lot of people coming out saying they've had stories where they've been to his parties and he's just like having some type of weird sex dungeon shit. It's a bunch of men, which is, if you like that, man, good for you. Shout out you if you like men. Yeah, I mean. We're very positive of people doing whatever the fuck they wanted. So I mean, like, just keep it.
But yeah. Diddy's weird as shit, dog. Yeah, I don't want to hear
that. That nigga was really weird, bro. Like, grooming motherfuckers. The shit with Usher, yeah. That shit still.
Yeah.
I saw a video with him and Justin Bieber. He was like, yeah, I got custody of this kid for 48 hours.
Which is crazy to say custody of a almost adult. Well, I mean, Justin, he was a kid, but like, you know, like that was a little bit later on. I feel like he was pushing 16, 17.
He was pushing something.
If you made over $1 million, you're an adult.
At that point. Oh, God. You could get taxed just like the rest of us. Right. The fuck?
Yeah, that was SOC. That nigga actually ran the race. He did what Take Care couldn't.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah, like, where's he at? Like, what's actually going on with that situation in terms of, like, where he is? Like, because, like, yeah.
Sean
like,
Combs is somewhere chilling with Tupac and all the other niggas who be, you know.
Nah, I don't think Tupac want to associate with that nigga. Like, he wouldn't be with that nigga. But yeah, I don't know. I want to know where he actually is. Because
last I heard, he dipped off to like a private island.
Why do you want
to
know that? Are you trying to go to a party, Aaron? Is this what you want to tell us?
Hey, all right, here's the thing.
I knew you visiting R. Kelly wasn't just something that happened.
Hey,
though.
I just feel like, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. I feel like the parties used to probably be fun. The problem is the illegal activity that were going on at these parties. Because I feel like, other than that, like, I mean, it was just probably one big, like, it was probably just a lot of egregious shit going on. But, like, outside of, like, you know, the things with minors and the really rapey shit, like, right. I feel like the party itself probably would be fun, but like all the other extra shit is like really what's the questionable part? Because I feel like there's so many celebrities out here probably throwing fucking freak parties all the time.
Oh, yeah,
because
absolutely.
They can. And they're just getting drunk, doing drugs, fucking, and like, cool if that's what everyone's consensually doing. The problem is when you got someone there who's 15. Like, right. Like that's where it's the issue.
Was
it's
not Usher's age? He was like 13 when he was.
Yeah,
like,
he was. Yeah, he did the interview. And he's like, I was 13 at this party, and everybody was doing shit. And it's like, yo, I'm 13. Like, that's crazy to be doing that shit around me so freely. Right. Like, nah, that shit's weird. That shit is mad weird. But yeah, no. That's I just want to know where did he actually like why where did because like they would have caught any other nigga.
I'm sure he's gotta have something like where he's hiding somewhere. And he's gone. He's
or something.
Off,
like is
know.
He? But like, is he like most wanted now? Like they raided his houses and shit. But like, is he at this position where he's a most wanted person? Like,
they
I think they got bigger fish to fry at the moment.
Hey, right.
What did they say? What they actually found in the house?
I'm not too privy
of
what
Cambodian
they said.
A bunch of Cambodian breast milk.
Yeah.
Real, like for real?
No.
I was gonna say, wait, why? Because you guys got so quiet. I'm like, oh,
no, that's
shit.
That's a Chappelle show reference.
Yeah, it's a Chappelle show reference. I actually saw a meme about that. So.
Yeah,
okay.
Same.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I think the funniest meme I seen about it was like when the feds raided his house that he hit a dildo lover on the wall and slid under the house on some Scooby Doo shit, and I thought that was hilarious. Oh man, but yeah, no, I don't know.
No wonder you were looking like, is this nigga taking a picture? No, my flashlight was just on.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
Just high shit. Speaking of that, light the joint.
Since there's so much dead silence right now, I'm just gonna go ahead and
all right, I'm back with my joint. So
yeah.
Anyways. So we asked a couple of people and the internet to ask us questions or for advice. For a new segment, we're going to start called Asking Mop. I don't fucking know. We'll figure out a better name. But we got a few questions from friends and other shit on the internet. One is started off as a troll, then a trending troll. But we're going to answer each of those questions. Perry, you want to pull that up real quick? While you do that, I have another question. Sarah just texted us. Nightmare Rotation, convicted rapper version.
Nightmare Rotation, but
it's convicted rappers.
Convicted rappers.
Yeah, I would say Diddy, but he's not caught. So,
nah. All right.
Convicted rappers.
Convicted rappers. I feel like it's
tough.
A lot of rap
be paying attention.
Yeah,
who's
same.
In jail or who's not in jail?
I mean, so this is a nightmare one too. So it's not
nightmare.
Like
it's like somebody
one.
You're not even gonna.
Because I smoke with Thug.
I definitely smoke with
but
Thug.
But it's like, That's not really a nightmare.
That's not a nightmare, you know what I mean? I mean, R. Kelly off the rip.
Well, yeah, but...
off the fucking rip. Like, I don't even want to smoke with him. Like, I don't want my lips to touch with his lips touch, you know what I mean?
At all.
I feel like most of the rappers that are convicted are probably convicted of some, like...
some bullshit.
Some bullshit or, like, some rapper shit. Like, some gun charges or, like, some drug shit. And them niggas might still be cool, so I don't know if I can really call it a nightmare. I ain't smoking with
6ix9ine, dog.
Well, that's different.
Is he in jail, though?
No, he's out of jail.
Now in jail? Oh, no,
he's out of jail. No. But if he was in jail.
Then nah, I ain't smoking with that.
No. But we're talking about, yeah, if they're convicted or of some shit, then nah, it's kind of a hard one.
It's kind of a hard one. All right. Yeah. You find that?
Yeah, I brought it up.
So they thought they were going to troll us like we weren't going to do it. So go ahead, Perry.
Who has the smallest schlong? Perry. The world needs to know.
Perry does.
Probably.
Because he's not black.
That's just a given.
Yeah. I'm joking. I have no fucking idea.
I know.
That nigga probably packing.
That's crazy.
Hey, have y'all ever been to Hawaii?
Nah, his girl took him to Hawaii.
Yeah, that nigga must know what he doing. He laid it so down. So something. His girl took him to Hawaii.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's something to him.
We need an ashtray here. I'm tired of ash and all shit.
It's something to him.
Then our next question: who has the biggest schlong? I need to know.
Pull it out right now, bro.
That's crazy.
No. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
People are probably think we actually pulled it out. No, it was...
No, mind your business, dog.
Next question.
Fair.
Next question. What is a song?
You know what's funny? I followed up with Daz about that shit, too. I was like, do you not know what a song is? He's from England, so he just, the disconnect is there. He's like, yeah. He really didn't know. I was like, that's a dick. I just kept it like that, and I walked away. I didn't really stick around for a fucking reaction. I was like, it's a dick, bro. And I walked away.
That's like, oh.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
And then you guys continue to ask about slongs, and you're funny as fuck. But all right, we actually had some friends who actually followed through and really asked us some interesting questions.
Yeah.
Perry, female Perry, not you, said, what's the weirdest thing a girl has done during a hookup? Can be sexual or not?
Can be sexual or not.
You know, what's the weirdest thing a girl has done during a hookup? It can be sexual or not.
During a hookup.
Hit a whole front flip. She hit a whole front flip. I'm not saying names, but she did a whole little somersault. It's crazy. I wanted to yell, "Opa!"
Crazy.
Shout out her. You know who you are.
This nigga dog. I mean, my thing. I was just pulling up to go meet this chick. It was just like a date. Like we met on Instagram. It was like, let's kick it. She didn't tell me she had a kid, but when she showed up on the date, there was a whole ass baby in a car seat. I was like, that's wild. Like on a first date.
The weirdest thing. I don't know if I could think of anything like weird off the rip that like somebody's done. Nah. I feel like the weird shit has like happened like later on. After we've been talking for a while, but like nothing that I can think of on like a hookup or like a first time meeting somebody.
I feel like that should be fun though. That's a, like kind of part of the gambit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the funny shit during sex is high key be like, hell yeah, bro, high five.
Oh, I like laughing during sex.
No, I'll be doing the dumbest shit. the little turtle noise in it.
Yeah, laughing during sex is fun. Why do you think you guys have been hearing us laugh this entire time?
Wow. I guess you can call it an inside joke. Yeah, that was very
no
bad.
Diddy.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
That's crazy.
that's the word.
Yeah. Is that a thing? No Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
I got some more questions. Julie asked. I gotta find it. I love iPhones, bro. Android could never. She asked a few questions. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hands so clammy, dog.
Damn, nigga, why your mouth so wet? This joint soaked. All right. Nasty light skin ass.
I drink some water.
Yeah, drink some fucking water, nasty lip ass nigga. All right. It's actually dry. I'm just fucking around. If you were being banned from the bar, what would the what would be the reason?
Oh man,
Aaron, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. If I was being banned from the bar, I don't know. I feel like I behave myself when I'm drunk or like just fucked up generally.
Yeah, but what would be the
reason? What would be the reason?
Like, something ticked you off that day.
Oh, you beat somebody the fuck up.
Oh, probably, that's probably what it would be.
You got a lot of anger issues. Somebody, you. I think you're waiting for the right. You're just finna.
Yeah, that's
finna full on. Just yeah, like,
right.
Yeah, I think it'd probably be something like that.
You're gonna turn into Jin from Tekken and they start fucking doing spin moves and lightning gonna come out of nowhere. You're gonna beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. No, it probably would be some shit like that. If it got to that point, then that's probably what it would be.
So we were out last night.
Yeah.
And
y'all niggas got kicked out?
No.
Oh.
No.
Never.
But I've noticed a trend of us accosting homeless people when they ask us shit. We'll be drunk and we'll just say whatever to fuck with them. I actually came at a homeless dude for no reason really fucking reckless last night.
Damn, nigga.
For no reason.
Damn.
I thought he said something to us, but he was mumbling, so I started, damn it, right back at him and shit like that.
Oh, man.
And then he was like, man, fuck you. I was like, man, oh, shit, I guess I got to go home to a warm bed. Oops.
That's OC. I think.
So I feel like my mouth is going to be the reason why. I like.
Have fun sleeping in the cold, dog.
That's crazy.
I was drunk. I was all over.
I think the thing is the difference between the homeless people that live on Brady Street is the fact that they're not the most pristine of like their reasoning for being homeless. All them niggas is crackheads.
Mm-hmm. That's why I fuck with them. I don't give a fuck, fucking right.
You know, it's
like you're not, nice to him for so long, and all they do is bother you.
They're not your typical like, oh, homeless falling on hard times. Those are like those people have some real fucking issues. Yeah, it's insane, actually.
And for the like, ones that we know that fuck with people that we know and shit like that, I definitely.
Oh yeah, and then you got the ones who like rob people and have, like pulling knives and shit and
robbing up
following women and shit,
every store on the street
breaking
into
shit. Yeah, it's fucking insane, but. You know.
I saw somebody send me a snap of a homeless man with nunchucks.
Nunchucks?
Oh, yeah, right hero. Outside the that's, bar we work at, bro. That nigga was like,
hey,
flawlessly.
Hey, that nigga my hero, though. Just because.
It's the guitar, dude. I know that.
That's our Batman.
That's the guitar nigga. The nigga who be seen it with the guitar.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, he was like fucking.
Joey?
Joey seems like he would know how to use nunchucks for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you niggas know him on a first name basis.
Oh, we know all them niggas.
I just know Ricky, that's it.
Nah, it's Ricky, it's Big Mama, it's Joey, it's Knife Guy. Some of them we don't, whose real name
they
is like.
They got nicknames, yeah, we don't know all
no,
of them.
No, the Knife Guy has a real name, and I heard him say it in Walgreens one time. They mentioned him, like, his name, like.
Okay, wait, we got sidetracked. Perry, how you getting kicked out of a bar? I'm pretty sure my mouth is going to get me in trouble or I'm going to throw up.
That little tangent over there just fighting a fucking crackhead. That's why I want to get kicked out the bar.
Yeah, and they probably let you stay.
He probably make you a hero. Probably give you drinks and shit like that. All
right. You're right.
Another one is, how much would you charge for your OnlyFans account?
How much do I charge?
How much would you charge if you have one? Wait, do you charge? You got one?
No. No.
If anybody has one, it's him. I probably.
Yeah, and if you got one, what's the information, bro?
That's crazy. No, I ain't got one. If I had an OnlyFans account, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a business-minded ass nigga, man. Not really, but if I did have one, I feel like I would start, I would fluctuate the price, like, all the time. Depending on the content that I have. So if I have some real like heater content, I'm upping the price. If sometimes I feel like I might just like have like a base rate, real low rate. I feel like I keep it low because I feel like that would incline more people to you know, subscribe. If it's five, if I got $5, it ain't no thing to be like, shit, I'll use a little $5 in my account and check this shit out. And if everybody do that, and I get the real good promo, yeah, that shit gonna stack up higher than if my shit was $30. Nigga, see that shit, be like, I better be able to fuck you. 10 to 30, that's crazy.
This nigga with on a full 10 in
the dog, bro. Bro, he put some thought to that motherfucker.
This
nigga's dog.
Thought about it.
He didn't
not
even know about that question,
about
but
this.
He was like, you know what? If I would make one of these motherfuckers, I would go on.
What about you, Perry?
Me? I'm pay for a picture. My subscription is free.
Oh,
but
so
I got the blurb for pictures.
So you're paying per content,
right?
But you can get to shoot
because a motherfucker's gonna go on there and buy 3-4 pictures at $15, $10, $5.
Buying a picture is crazy.
Or a video, or whatever.
Go on the internet and look at porn, bro.
Pornhub
is free.
But
bro.
Even if you did,
Brazzers is free.
But even if you did,
give it up for Brazzers.
Even if my thing is though, like, if you did pay for a video, that's one thing. I feel like paying for a picture, like, especially. And the amount over like 99 cents, to be honest, is crazy. Because I'm just like,
you also got to think back in the day, they used to buy magazines, you know, that
which
was
is insane.
Porn. All he was buying was pictures.
I mean, back in the day, porn was like damn near like so stressful, especially if you were sneaking around like cassette tapes, bro.
Yeah,
having to rewind it back to the part where it was, well, so your parents didn't.
But also too, like I feel like they were a lot more accessible too, because in the, like the '90s and shit. They, you know, there were some video stores and like the video rental places that you could rent porn, like, and they would have it, like, that would
the
be their
adult
back
section.
Like the adult section.
Also, to answer the question myself, I probably go the Perry route, let the shit be free, and then I'll just.
I forgot that that's a way to do it. I forgot you could do it that way.
Right.
Probably have some little, you know, a little so tasteful shit, like put a little top hat on the tip, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've dressed it up like Abraham Lincoln.
A top hat is crazy. I'm gonna do a little Raiden hat.
Just have a bunch of costumes. I'll be creative, though. You know what I mean?
I'll do
like
a little
cape, with a mustache.
Put a cape on. God, a Hitler.
That's crazy.
I know that's where you're going with it.
Absolutely.
I know you too. This nigga said, just
nigga say, I'm
gonna
show my dickler.
Dickler is insane.
That's good.
This motherfucker salute.
That's crazy. That motherfucker's at attention.
Put a black cape on my shit. Put a little black hood on here to be just dick.
Just dick.
That's dog. Not you dressing it like a Tekken character.
It's
dog.
The Dark Knight, baby. He has risen.
The Dark Knight has risen is crazy.
Oh fuck! All right, I think you got some more questions. Hold on. If you could have a superpower that lets you travel through time, but you can only travel back 10 seconds at a time, would you use it?
Yeah,
I would nut forever.
Just one long lasting orgasm.
I feel like you're crazy.
I feel like it's kind of pointless, but like at the same time, it could be useful. You know, let's say you broke your phone, you drop your phone.
Yeah, you can easily fix short term like fuck ups. So if you do something, imagine if you do something, you fucked up something in 10 seconds that fucked up something really big. It can happen that fast. So if you knew you fucked up and you like, damn, this shit is gonna change my life.
Right. You sent that one you up text.
That one you up text that you ended up getting her pregnant. And
that's longer than 10 seconds. Bro. Yeah,
but no, I'm talking about the whole decision. It started with the text, and that's a 10 minute. That's a ten, not 10 minute. Ten second.
Right.
10 second sin.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with a girl being pregnant?
I mean, like, maybe if you was like, damn, I wish I would have
never
hooked
nutted,
up with her.
Even if you nutted inside of a girl, you can be like, oh, like, let me go back
or
to
that,
the seconds.
Or that.
And then bam.
Or that. And you can be like, damn, I did it.
I'm about to bust.
And, like, and you worry a little bit. You be like, you know what? Damn, maybe I shouldn't have did that. Maybe I shouldn't
you
have did
come
that.
Up with that.
She said she was
though.
Ovulating. Maybe I shouldn't have did that, you know? Let's go back. Let's go back and redo how we do that.
So how would you do it? I feel like you got to be like, you have to have a catchphrase for it to work. And what would you say? Because I feel like I'll pull a Will Smith. It's rewind time.
In the middle of stroking, it's crazy.
She on her confused. What the
like,
fuck?
Huh? And then she just forgets everything after that. It's
wrong
crazy.
Hole, fool. It's rewind time.
That's crazy. Yeah, nah. That is rewind time.
And then you found out that you're actually a crackhead and you can't rewind time, and the bitch is just looking at you like, what the fuck is this guy on?
It's a crack-induced hallucination.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
That's funny as hell.
All right, one last question. What's the most creative insult you can think of? That's too easy.
Creative insult? Though.
We talk so much shit to each other. I feel like, I don't know, like, a lot of it is like not even deep rooted hatred. It's just we're creative because we're
creative,
like, actually
insult.
Smart individuals.
You got to be. The thing about a creative insult is like you have to like
really think about that. It's like Moon Cricket in itself is creative, kind of.
It's fucked up. It's creative.
I don't understand it, honestly. Oh, no, you did
derived
tell me.
From the times when black people were singing at night like crickets, Moon Crickets.
Yeah, yeah.
You told I think the thing is about offensive or creative insults is like they're creative depending on the situation that you're in, too. Like, you know, like sometimes we'll see Big Joe and he'll walk up and then we act like we've fallen over, like, whoa, the ground's shaking. But it works that way because we that's the joke. That we, it works that way because that's the situation. You know, he's the target.
It's about specific. Being quick with it. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
So creative is just, I don't know. Like, creative like is every just, insult, damn, is creative.
We, yeah, you
know,
if it's a good insult, it's a creative insult.
Yeah, so, sorry. The last one was.
I ain't gonna lie. I look at you guys and I like. I think how can I fucking insult this guy like hard right now?
Yeah, no. And he ends up being really quick and good at it. And it's like, why are you so fuck? Why is this shit coming off the top
now,
so
though.
Fucking?
I've hung around this nigga long enough now. It's like I'm like he's finna say something.
You start
really
to learn.
Fucking, really
you start
OC.
To learn it,
really fucking OC. I still think it's funny as fuck when that one crackhead fucking bum came up to us.
Oh yeah.
And we ran across the street. And you yelled what you yelled.
Yeah, it was funny. It was screaming the shit out of it.
And then she just started talking shit. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or I think the one with Ricky, that was creative because he kept stuttering. Mm. And I confronted him, like, why the fuck did you stand in front of such and such car?
Oh,
like, why they were trying to leave, bro? He was, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. No, I ain't know how to hawk that nobody. Shut up, nigga.
That's another example of like somebody that like we kind of like used and was like, we're trying to help you out, and then just straight up, all right, he overstepped his boundary, and you're like, nah, fuck
like
you,
doing,
no,
doing too much shit.
I don't be caring about what the fuck that nigga be talking about, bro. We'll sit there like, come in, hey man, let me just give you a compliment. You could have said that shit already. Now you're wasting my time.
Right. Love you, brother.
Fucking. That's hilarious. So, which one of you two niggas has actually listened to the other two episodes since they released?
I've listened to them. I gave it a gander.
Aaron, what about you?
I have not.
Boo. We need a boo button.
Who's going to support us if you don't even support us, dog?
It's just like I'm not even listening. I just haven't listened to it yet. I'm behind on so much shit.
Yeah, you're really behind on
so
much shit. What happened to the, social media for the pod that you were.
It's coming, guys.
You niggas,
dog.
You're supposed to record this episode like about a week ago.
About
2 weeks ago, actually. Okay, I'm pulling up some topics because I asked you right this one. I thank you for writing this one down because it really pissed me the fuck off. All right. I'm black, in case you motherfuckers don't know that.
Unless you're listening, really?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, nigga.
Mind blown.
Yeah, crazy. Full on nigga. Anyways, as a bartender, I get it, you know? I mean, you know, it's black love. You see somebody, you want to, like, I'm going to go to them. Stop fucking coming to me if you're not going to tip, bro. Swear to God, it's the most frustrating shit in the world. Cause like all you want is the same shit that they can pour, the other fucking bartenders can pour, but you coming to me cause I'm black. You waiting on me just cause I'm black, cause you think I'm gonna give you the hookup. I don't fucking know you, nigga. What you gonna give me? Not a tip. I ain't doing this shit out of kindness of my heart, nigga. I got bills to pay and drugs to buy.
I mean, it's fair.
It frustrates me. It's starting to wear on me, bro, because, like, I've been working for so fucking long as a bartender. It's really starting to stress me out. Like, nigga, fuck your Long Island. We don't got Hennessy here. We don't got Remy. Fucking, I don't want to explain what liquors we have, bro. And Resmolado, it's Resposado, nigga.
What'd they say, Resmolado?
Niggas butcher Resposado so fucking much. And while I'm at it, because I don't want to just give negative connotation to black people. I fucking love black people. I always love showing love to niggas. And the niggas who show
love
black
people, a black
like,
person.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know? Okay, I got self-love, nigga. I don't
I've
hate all
always
black people.
Black
it's just
people.
That certain it's just that certain group of motherfuckers who just don't understand bar etiquette or that I'm not working for I'm working for free unless you pay me, nigga.
No, and I think that's a big part of it is like people not really understanding like bar etiquette and like certain shit. Cause at the end of the day, like
I don't know
triggered.
If no one.
I got triggered. I'm gonna calm down for a second.
I was just saying. I was like, so my thing is like, I don't know if like y'all know, like you know, when you go out to a place, when you go to a restaurant or go to a bar, that these places don't pay servers and bartenders a steady flat rate. Like that's not how it works. That's always been some the culture do, of it. But... there, a lot of it's tipping. And granted, you know, it's crazy because in some countries they don't even want you to tip. But the thing about that is that in some countries.
America's fucked. That's all it is.
Their servers actually make a wage.
America's fucked, bro. We don't make shit here. They just put us in the. They're like, good luck, nigga.
Good luck. Hope it's back.
Good luck, nigga.
Oh, you was born. You owe us.
It's the thing about it. The thing about it is as a business model, it makes sense as a business model when you're looking at it from the sense of like as being the owner of the bar or the restaurant. That's why I think there's so many bars and restaurants that get open outside of probably not having that much of an upfront cost. The thing is, you make all that money back if you get people into your bar. So when people are coming in and they're buying drinks, that's almost straight profit to you. You're not having to worry about too much payroll in
exactly,
terms of paying
because
employees.
Because they're making their own money,
because they're making their own money off of their performances. But it's like you can't control that all the time because on some nights, no one comes in. You didn't make no money. They didn't make no money. So now everybody's fucking time is wasted. Right.
Not only that.
You know what I mean? Like,
I also want to put a special dedication to the niggas who tip 50 cents or 88 cents or 65
that's crazy.
Cents. Fuck you, nigga.
That's crazy.
Fuck you.
Especially in the tab is like.
Yeah, no, nah, don't tip me at all. $88. I'd have more respect for you if you didn't tip me. If you tip me measly ass 55 cents. Yeah, I'm about to split this 55 cents with these three people.
But
fuck
are
you
more
nigga.
Mad if somebody leaves you 75 cents in quarters or if they write it down like on a credit card receipt? What would make you more mad?
I'd laugh at the quarters. Niggas need quarters for laundry. So that's hilarious. That's a plot.
Honestly, though, I'd rather take the change. I think I'd rather take the
change. I mean,
at
least it's money in my hand. It's not like, oh, I'm
type
waiting
shit.
For 75 cents.
Yeah.
Because
we're just going to round it off anyways. But like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
I think I'd rather take the change. Throw it somewhere all my other change is. That just adds it on that my big jazz change bucket.
Right.
Like, at this point, like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. If I need to do laundry, bam. If I need to put some shit in the meter when I'm parking somewhere, bam, I'm
exactly.
straight. Like, I'm cool with the change. I'd rather you give me that 75 cent in fucking quarters than give me 75 to 10.
Okay, speaking about work and job-related things, jobs forcing you to use social media for their benefit.
Do you mean...
Thoughts. Like, there's some times where our job requires us to share. They'll ask us to share something or fucking, oh, look at him. Look at him begging for the fucking hate. I saw that. Anyways, like our job's asking us to use social media to make something more aware.
Right.
Like, let's say there's a big deal or some shit like that. And hey, I'm a bartender. I still do sometimes post like, hey, come see me, blah, blah, blah. I just don't like it because, like, I use my social media for memes and jokes. That's about it.
I mean, I feel like. If it's a requirement, then nah. I also shouldn't have to be expected to use my own. But I guess a big part of social media is just sharing shit. But I guess sometimes you don't want to, you know, be like, I don't know. I feel like
it seems body.
I'd make
very
a
body
unless it's like unless bartending or serving or whatever you're doing is like not just your job but like your career, then maybe you can benefit from like turning it into like maybe. Like making a separate page to do all of that stuff from, if that's something you're really passionate about doing.
Yeah.
But oftentimes I feel like typically you don't really want to, I don't know, post that kind of shit on your own page. I wouldn't want to.
Wait one second. Nigga, we ain't talked about dude wipes yet. Hey, is your ass dirty? Wipe that shit with some dude wipes. Shout out dude wipes, y'all.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Keep the motherfuckers fresh since whenever the fuck they came
every
out.
Episode until yeah, they, every the... episode until they sponsor us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking episode. Shout out Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes.
Keep that ass fresh.
Mm-hmm. Did we ever talk about our favorite scents of Dude Wipes?
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah.
Yours is peanut butter.
Fuck no. I don't even make peanut butter. Secondly, I hate peanut butter.
You would know that if you listen to our own shit.
Damn, you're right. Mm-hmm. Y'all got me there. Mm-hmm. Badoom.
I got better. I read it. I memorized most of them.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I just feel like I feel like I wouldn't want to have to post that shit on mine, especially right if like it. All the time.
Right back to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like yeah.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. I'll do it if they share it. I'm like whatever, I'll share it. But like, I don't even like doing the bartender thing because it's like half the time I'm just more creative from making a meme than I am actually getting people to come in. Like more people will interact and laugh about the meme aspect of me saying I'm working instead of actually coming in to see me type shit.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel like I'm more or less down the line. When I look at my memories, it's just a bunch of fucking funny ass posts I made.
Yeah.
That I can't even fucking share again because like I'm not working.
Right. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like sharing is cool though. You know, if somebody else posts it and you share it, that's a different thing. Or the bar itself posts and you share it. That's a little different because then at least, you know.
Type shit.
You know, you're showing some sort of initiative. Right.
I mean, I don't mind showing love to our job. You know, it's cool. I like. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do it if I have to. Shit. It's just more along the lines of I like to use my social media for what I like to use my social media for, which is jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jokes and jokes.
Emily asked me to be a part of the next Taylor Swift video for
Joe. Right.
I thought that shit was funny.
Yeah. No, that was actually hilarious.
Yeah.
That was actually hilarious.
I was actually like I was looking at reels when I was on the toilet today. Mm-hmm. You remember that T-Pain and T-Swift fucking rap?
T-Pain and T-Swift rap.
Yeah.
No. But thank God I don't.
It's like old. It's not new and it's not like an actual rap song. It's like more of a skit.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it was on like SNL or some shit. Cuz T-Pain mentioned I'm on a boat. Which is Lonely Island, which is, yeah. So, Perry, why did you destroy the Baltimore Bridge?
You know, sometimes these things just need to happen. I think it's better off you stop asking questions now.
That's crazy. That's funny. That's insane. No, that was actually crazy.
Kind of looked intentional, guys. I've seen a few different points of view of it. The ship, like, I don't know if anybody was driving it or it drifted away, but if somebody was driving it, it definitely could have been prevented.
I feel like unless it was just a major fuck up.
The timing of it though is like it could be a cover up for like we're going to raid Diddy's house. Oh no, the Baltimore.
Don't do that shit. Ugh. Don't say that fucking starting cover up shit.
Conspiracy
I hate
right
that
now.
Shit. I fucking hate that shit when niggas be like they trying to distract us from fucking what? Like, bro, like I hate that shit. Cover up from Diddy's house. We ain't even learn no fucking new information from that shit.
Tell us how you really feel.
I hate that shit. I hate it. I hate that shit.
Well, my bad. I don't actually believe that shit. I'm just, you know.
I know. Man. That's why it took me so fucking for a surprise. I'm like, this nigga said they trying to cover up for Diddy. They trying to distract us from something bigger, y'all.
Stay woke, King.
Looking ass. Fuck that. I hate that shit so fucking much, nigga. All niggas have the fucking brain capacity of a chicken tender, bro. Like, y'all can't think about multiple things at once. That shit pisses me off, bro. Like, damn. My bad. I went off on a tangent. I just hate niggas like that. I just hate when that shit be happening, bro.
That's fine. I got triggered from the other shit. Yeah. It's crazy starting to get triggered sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something what do you mean I can't steal from people?
That's crazy. Yeah, nah. Mm-mm. I can't. Damn, I don't remember what the fuck we was talking about.
The Baltimore Bridge.
The Baltimore fucking bridge. Yeah, no, that's just crazy. I'm actually surprised more people didn't die.
I saw it on Twitter. I saw, didn't a bunch of cars go in the water too?
Yeah, like they did some solid rescue efforts, but I mean, I don't know how many cars were actually on the bridge at the time. I think that it was like 6 people who went missing, like they had to give up, like searching for them. But I don't know how many people actually fell in the water, how many cars fell in the water, but when I seen it, I'm like, yo, this is some out the movie shit. Like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like a movie scene.
Yeah, exactly. You never see a fucking bridge break. Like, that's some shit you see in, like, a Spider-Man movie or a fucking, or some kind of action movie. A bridge is blowing up and, like, falling into the fucking water. That's some real movie shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy. And like you said, I thought it was fake, too, when I seen it. I was like, damn.
I'm like, the internet has too much sway. What would happen? So many fake deaths and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, if 9/11 happened now, I wonder how the memes would have been. Like, the memes are crazy now, but, like, I wonder how people will really react. Because, like, when that happened.
Well, right now, I think if some shit like that happened right now, I don't think there would be memes for some years. Like, that's what happened.
I really believe there would be, bro.
No, there's some dark people on there's, the internet,
there,
dog.
There are, and I guess the internet, I guess
think
the internet
it, like,
wasn't.
We got sent home from school when that shit happened.
Yeah.
Dog. Now?
Oh, they ain't sending nobody fucking home.
Yeah, they ain't sending nobody home.
Hell like, no.
The internet desensitized people yeah, so fucking much. Right. Motherfuckers gonna joke
they're
about that shit.
They're not worried about
right
the new 9/11 because there's a fucking school shooter in there right at this moment. So yeah. But see, they got other shit going
but
on.
So that
but
shit
what
also
I will say though is like,
the fucking
but what
thing,
I will say
joking like that.
Is like school, when school shootings happen though, like there's not really jokes about them like now. Like think about how many like
we're
Sandy Hook.
Shooter mode.
That's crazy. Well, think about like
stay home.
The Sandy Hook shit though. Like if
those
that's,
poor kids in Sandy Hook.
Oh god.
All they wanted was books. They got magazines instead.
That's, so that's fucked up. Well, the thing about that is that like yeah, that's a people make shit about it now, but I feel like the reason for the Sandy Hook for people. And whether it actually happened or not, if you're one of those people who think that it didn't happen, but like a lot of the jokes came from people thinking that it didn't happen. Like a lot of the jokes came from people being like, oh, that shit was a cover up because they showed a lady who got shot at a previous school shooting. And now they're showing her face as a victim here and that these kids didn't exist and that they're like stock photos of kids and that
man,
it was
that's
really
the conspiracy shit. The motherfuckers.
That's the conspiracy shit. Right. And I think that's what made people drive to be like, this shit's funny. I think the same thing happened with 9/11 because people outside of the victims who actually died during 9/11, a lot of times people make 9/11 jokes about Bush because they try to make it seem like Bush, you know, Bush was the
behind it. You know,
that was
right.
that was and once the conspiracy once you lessen the volume of what happened, then that makes it easier for people to joke about it because now they're like, well, this is some bullshit anyway.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like people nowadays don't need a reason to joke about some shit,
and they don't.
They no. really don't.
They like, don't.
They're quick with it, guys. You'll read about something, and the next thing you scroll is a meme about it already.
Yeah.
So, like, when Drake shit went viral, and then that dude, like, made the video where he was like, have a vacuum hose. Like, I'm Drake.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, yeah. seconds, nigga.
Like, yeah, no, the internet's
crazy. Oh, when
crazy
Kendrick dissed J. Cole and fucking Drake, mm-hmm. RDC dropped a whole video. Like, maybe that morning it came out type shit.
Yeah. Why are you fully clothed? Because I knew some shit was going to pop off today.
Yeah. I'm already leaving. All right, yeah. Before we leave, I gotta ask, whose side is everybody on? I know Aaron's on Drake's side because yeah, Drake is his favorite.
I mean, typically
I'm on no side. I don't care. I'm just here for the music. I'm here for all that shit.
I'm here for the music and shit too. Drake's not gonna respond. I'm as someone.
He's just
gonna
follow be him very passive aggressive.
He's
like
gonna be
very
passive aggressive about it. He's not gonna respond, and I think it's actually smart for him to not respond in this situation. Because I don't think he's not going to win that battle from a rap standpoint. And Drake can spit. He hides that he can rap a lot, but he can actually really, really rap. But the problem is that I think with the climate that Kendrick is building, it's not a place for him to respond. I feel like because they've kind of drawn sides and things, I feel like Drake can maybe, he's going to say some slick shit. I also don't think he should respond to Future directly. I feel like he should also keep that kind of slick shit too, because if you respond to Future and don't respond to Kendrick, then it's going to be like you ducking Kendrick.
Yeah,
right. And that just looks bad. Cole is different though.
Cole, like,
Cole kind of, I kind of need, might be. I think, I kind of,